If you're a member of the military, you've probably got a lot on your plate already. Frequent moves, training, the always present threat of going into a combat zone. But on top of those clear and present dangers, soldiers have found themselves targeted by another enemy. Scammers. The government says service members file complaints for identity theft, for example, at twice the rate of the general population. And then there's another thing. There's been a steady climb in the number of complaints from military victims, who have fallen prey to con artists. Carol Cando Pineda is an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission. She manages the agency's outreach to the military. Is there something about being a member of the military that makes you particularly vulnerable here?
Well, there are certain challenges to military life that are going to open you up to be a little bit more vulnerable to scammers. And you mentioned one of them, the moving around a lot. You don't immediately have that friend, family network right close by to you to get recommendations for services. Or if you start to get into trouble, you go down that road of believing a scammer, there's nobody right there to maybe help pull you back.
Uh-huh.
Scammers follow the money. And service members have a guaranteed paycheck from Uncle Sam.
Uh-huh. I see. So they know that there's going to be money in the bank at least once a month or so, something along those lines.
That's right. And service members are very eager to solve their own problems, and they're less likely to share with somebody until they get into trouble.
Oh, that is a fascinating dynamic I hadn't thought of. What about the types of scams that are most commonly used on military members? I mean, a lot of us have been scammed online, and I would guess that's pretty ripe for abuse right there.
Yeah, you're right on that. For instance, payday lending has been a problem for military families for a long time. It gets them into a cycle of very deep debt, and it's very unfair. A lot of that lending has now migrated online, so you might not necessarily see a payday lender outside the gates of an installation, but you'll have different kinds of websites that are offering these lending products, or fake lenders that promise you a loan for an advance fee, when in reality it's the same terms as a payday loan. It's just going to get you further and further into debt. Loans that are taken against your car title are also a problem. Car buying issues in general. We find service members are getting into trouble with either deceptive lenders, mm-hmm. or deals that just really aren't really in their best interest. And as you mentioned, identity theft and affinity fraud, people sort of pretending to have your best interest at heart because they say they're in the military as well.
Obviously, as you're aware, Texas has an enormous military contingent. I mean, we have Fort Hood, Fort Bliss, San Antonio, so many members of the military there. What can you do to safeguard yourself if you're in the military, and what's being done to combat all this?
Well, I would say, first of all, be skeptical and always do your research, right? So don't just jump into any kind of a business deal because it sort of sounds good and the salesperson is very persuasive. You want to get everything in writing. You want to take it away, cool down, look at it at home, read all the terms, check it out with somebody that you trust. Go online, put the name of a company and the word complaints into your search engine and see what comes up. Go past that first page of results. Go a little bit deeper and see. It's not going to be definitive, but it's going to give you some data points to decide. You'll find some complaints probably, and you'll find some people that say they're great, but weigh the evidence and mm-hmm. see what's out there if people are complaining. I would also suggest that people go to ftc.gov/subscribe mm-hmm. and sign up for our scam alerts, and you could get those delivered right to your email box. Whenever we see new scams evolving,
right,
we do a little blog post about it, and we send it out to folks.
Carol Cando Pineda is an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission. Coming up on 29 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time.